Hello, my name is Ebony. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you are having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
No, I am calling to find a just information, general information.
Okay. As of right now, I don't have too much info. Okay, what's your question? I could try to help as best as I can.
Okay. My wife is 64 years old, and she has diabetes and high blood pressure. She's a pneumonia survivor, and she's a little bit overweight. Is she eligible now to get a coronavirus vaccine?
Yes, I believe so, yes.
Think so, yes. Well, see, I just called a provider, and they told me no.
Well, I would listen to them. Now, I can't give too much medical advice, so I would listen to the ones with the actual.
They said that it had been put out that teachers and stuff like that right there would get it before her. And I did see where teachers and stuff like that had been put in there and grocery store workers and all that. But, you know, people with high risk, I understood that they were in 1C. That group 1C.
Okay, give me one second, okay?
They're trying to find out what's going on.
And I'm still here. Just give me a few more minutes, okay?
Okay, I'm still here.
Thank you.
Doing? I have no idea. Their hotline. Just to find out the general information about who's eligible and who's not. See, all the general stuff that came out on the news and everything like that, everybody knows that, but they don't know the other stuff. Alrighty, thank you so much for patiently holding for me. So as of right now, from what I understand, is everyone is eligible at this time to get the COVID vaccine shot? Everyone is eligible right now to pre-register. So were you wanting to go ahead and get her pre-registered, or were you just wanting to see if she will be able to get it? Well, no. I mean, I know she can get it somewhere down the road. I mean, I don't know how quick, but what I'm saying is she eligible to sign up now, though, because, I mean, I can get on a list at 65 years old. I'm 65, but she's only 64, but she's got health problems.
Right, yeah, that wouldn't be a problem. I can go ahead and definitely I wouldn't be able to get her pre-registered. I can provide you with the number to the vaccine department, and then they could go ahead and get you guys pre-registered. But, yeah, she definitely can.
She can pre-register then.
Right.
Okay, I think I understand what you're saying.
Yes. And would you like me to go ahead and provide you with that number?
Sure.
Okay.
I'm ready.
It is 855.
I got
566. 5333.
Okay. I got it. Let me repeat it one more time. 855-566-5333.
Yes.
Okay. That's got it.
All right. Well, thank you so much for calling. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Okay. You too, hon. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. No problem. Bye-bye.